please help the new show now. After more than 13 years, this podcast will cease to exist after September 30 without your support. Please donate now at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It is Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 24th of September, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and it's coming for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off with those folks over there at Facebook. Apparently, they looked at the portal and said, battery, maybe, why not? Yes, Facebook does have two new portals coming our way, shipping October 19th, those being the Portal Go and the Portal Plus. Now, the 10-inch Portal Go, it's all new, portable, of course. Hence, if it's portable, it's got a battery in it. It's actually wrapped in fabric. The Portal Plus, however, though, introduces a more sleek design, and the screen is actually 14 inches on this one. It's also the most expensive, too, being the fact that it's $349. I guess it kind of deserves a bigger screen, doesn't it? The Portal Go, however, though, $199. Now, as far as the Go is concerned, it has a wide-angle camera lens, and it will follow whoever's actually in focus, doing all the zooming and panning as needed. The Portal Plus, however, though, pretty much similar to its predecessor, though Facebook did get rid of the swivel display. However, though, both portals have something in common. Both have physical shutters to cover the camera like past versions. If you need a little portal in your life, you can actually pre-order it right now. Oh, our Linux community out there, I'm sorry, we just don't pay enough attention to you, but got some news for you today, especially if you're a Ubuntu user. Conical decided, hey, guess what? 14.04 and 16.04 of Ubuntu Linux, get ready for a decade of support. Kind of nice to see, being the fact that both of these OSs are kind of dated, as they were released in 2014 and 2016. However, though, when it comes to stability, yeah, they're rock solid, and a must for a lot of business users out there that do use Linux, which is what Conical actually said regarding the extended support. That means they'll get security updates until 2024 and the other in 2026. Now, if I got you really excited right now, I'm going to kind of bring you back down to earth just a little. The extended support for these two versions of Ubuntu? Yeah, it's not free. Yeah, that's right. You're going to have to pay Ubuntu Advantage, the UA plan. The good thing about it, though, it's not too expensive. If you want to check it out for yourself, head on over to Ubuntu's official website. Hey, speaking of making people happy, this is going to make our UK listeners happy that use Android Auto. Google will now actually realign its maps for right-hand drive cars. That's right, Google Maps now, if you're sitting on the other side of the car driving like you do in the UK and other parts of the world, it will now shift information and navigation bars closer to the driver. In fact, maps will automatically switch the UI's orientation in right-hand drive vehicles. Google also says there's other improvements other than this for Android Auto's update. It'll fix some of those right-to-left language issues in the Maps app. So no more fumbling about when your eyes should be on the road. And finally, boy, there's a lot of back and forth when it comes to Windows 11. Have you got an old computer? Yeah, it won't support it. Forget about it. Wait a minute. You got an old computer? Okay, maybe it will. This sign here. Yeah, in case you hadn't seen, Microsoft has reinstated its PC Health Check app, so you can see if your computer is actually ready for Windows 11 when it arrives on October 5th. And honestly, even with the update, it's still kind of confusing. Because now it's suggesting, even if you got a Core i7, then I don't know if it's going to work here. And that part when I was saying just sign something, well, that's kind of what you're going to have to do. Now it looks like Windows will allow anybody to install Windows 11 on their machines at your own risk. Meaning if you run the check and your PC comes back and says, I don't know about this. Yes, that's right, a waiver. But maybe no Microsoft support since your computer isn't supported. How do you like that one? Nothing set in stone yet. We're still a ways away from Windows 11 being unveiled, and Microsoft could change its mind again, like they've been doing for the last few weeks. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Please don't let this be the last Friday news show. We're 6 days away from going off the air, and we need your help now. Please, britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions is the place. If you love the show and want to help keep it on the air, please go there now. You can also check out the official British Tech Network website at britishtechnetwork.com. For all the BTN shows over there, follow us on Twitter, too, at British Tech, and join our BTN community at britishtech.slack.com. The new show headed into the weekend. We will be back on Monday, though, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, have a great weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.